Jeg hedder Lise Ring. Du lytter til Hjertelandet. En politikken dokumentar i tre kapitler om et ekstremt cykelløb gennem et ekstremt amerikansk valglandskab. Kapitel 2. Rocky Mountain High. Det er tidlig morgen, og Aske er hoppet af cyklen, for Gud ved hvilken gang, siden han sent i går styrtede.
Hvad skete der med den
cykel? Jeg skulle bruge højre hånd til at falde ned på cyklen. Faldet over til den side.
No.
Do you understand?
Of course I don't understand.
Jeg faldt bare ned til min hånd. Jeg
skal bare... You want these off? Okay, I got you. Just you sit there.
Hvad er det, jeg gør? Fuck nu af i den hånd her.
Vi er i løbet af natten forladt den røde, højtliggende ørken, og nu på vej ind i hjertet af Rocky Mountains. Granklædte bjergsider og toppe med sne kommer til syne bag morgentogen. Stemningen er anspændt. Alle ved, at klatringen over The Rockies og rutens højeste punkt, Wolf Creek Pass, bliver en udfordring.
Der kommer nogle små bakker her. Tag en bakke i gang. Så ser vi, hvordan det går. Du står tit op på toppen til Durango om 25 minutter.
Ingen af os, heller ikke sygeplejerskerne, ved præcis, hvad der er galt med Askes hånd. Vi er blot alle stiltigende enige om, at den her skade falder under kategorien, den æder du.
He's suffering.
He's what?
Suffering?
Yeah. He's got it.
He's not at all in control.
What do you think works? Just should we be tougher?
No, I don't know. I just said good energy. He said I need it.
It seems like he's not responding when we are tough. What do you think, Roman?
I think.
Should we push him more?
No, I think right now he just needs us to understand that he's in pain, and that I think he just needs us to like. Be a little more loving but firm, maybe. Like, not baby him, but like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of athlete he is. Do you think tough love works? I don't know.
I love you, bitch.
Hvert ultraløb kommer med sit eget smertekodex og sætter uskrevne og lægeligt komplet uforsvarlige regler. Jo længere distancen er, jo mere sved, tid og cool cash, du har investeret i projektet, jo mere smerte æder du. Og jo mere negligerer eller accepterer du langvarige men, som sådan en slags forkryblende hædersbeviser. Og en forstuet hånd, det er med andre ord ikke grund nok til et ram exit. Så Jan, han forsøger at mundre Aske op.
Lise fortæller lige, at Colorado er mere liberalt med at ryge en fed end... En Amsterdam.
Det er big business her.
Skal vi bare ryge dig i gulvet eller hvad? Jeg tror ikke, det er helt tilladt med reglerne, men... Men der står også, at man skal følge lokal lov. Og hvis den siger vi... Ah, det går nok ikke.
What's that, G? Music's perfect.
It is.
We can get him some legal medical marijuana and then fry bread it. Southwestern food.
Falling back on that ass. What a hell of a gangster lean. Siden 1. januar 2014 har produktion og salg af hash til rekreativt forbrug været lovligt her i bjergstaten.
Slackers are living the high life in Colorado. Recreational use of marijuana now officially legal.
Colorado, as you know, began the year with a pioneering move, becoming the first state where you can buy recreational pot.
Legal marijuana sales in Colorado.
It's a massive story. People are watching very closely.
Og det er big business.
The lines have been long, sales brisk. It's a story with huge implications in a lot of different
Colorado
facets.
Colorado is running out of pot already. Apparently that newly legal Rocky Mountain High is such a massive success.
Colorado er lidt af et politisk testlaboratorium. I årtier har delstaten været politisk domineret af noget så uheldigt som olie- og gasinteresser. Men en demokratisk domineret kongres har gennem de seneste år gennemført socialistiske tiltag, der får de omkringliggende kulturelt konservative stater til at ryste i bukserne. Heriblandt legalisering af has. Og vi taler ikke fri has eller Amsterdam og Christiania. Vi taler legalisering af produktion, salg, køb, besiddelse og forbrug. Altså et helt liberaliseret marked. I en Colorado potguide har jeg fundet 21 butikker, der sælger has. Alene langs den sydlige, konservative og tyndt befolkede rute, som vi tager gennem delstaten.
Herb is a plant. Herbs are good for everything. Why these people want to do so much good for everyone? Who call themselves governments and this and that? Why them say you must not use the herb?
I am driving through along a southern route through Colorado, and I was hoping to talk to someone in the cannabis industry, both like sellers, maybe visit a farm, that kind of thing. And I just found you online, and I was wondering if
you have your ID on you?
I have ID. Yes. Let me just find.
Mens sygeplejerskerne tjekker Asks hånd og bagdel i Durango, er jeg smuttet ind i en potbutik, hvor jeg har fået indehaveren Craig til at give mig en rundvisning. Klokken er kun 9 om morgenen, men der er allerede godt gang i butikken.
You wanna give me a tour?
Sure thing. Sure thing. So here in the middle is what we call our gallery table, and we line up all the flower that we have on this table. And we usually start with the lower priced, not necessarily the
THC eller THC. Det euforiserende stof i cannabis.
All the way up to like a caviar here, which is marijuana that's been soaked in hash oil and then rolled in hash.
And det jeg står og kigger på er et langt bord i smukt blankt træ. På det står en række gennemsigtige plastikbøtter med dufthuller og forstørrelsesglas. Hver bøtte har en håndfuld cannabisblomster med hver sin duft og styrke. Jeg beder Craig forklare mig forskellen på has og cannabis og pot.
Oh, and also can you just explain so the difference between pot, cannabis, marijuana, hash?
All the same. So cannabis is the Latin name for marijuana. Marijuana is actually an American name that was created to disparage it. Actually, didn't work in the long run.
okay. Og så er der alle de spiselige produkter.
So these are very popular. There's lots of different edibles, from gummies to just plain sugar cubes that you can add to your coffee, to actual coffee and tea and hot chocolate. There's also topicals. So this is a cream that you can put on, helps with muscle aches and the like. Yes.
Okay. And what is that exactly?
They're little chocolates that are they're bonbons, basically. Liquid-filled chocolates.
See that? I could probably bring to Denmark without anyone noticing.
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
How could you think that there was anything wrong with those?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with marijuana.
No.
Craig's butik er relativt ny, men han har store planer med den. For eksempel at starte egen produktion. Og da jeg rigtig gerne vil besøge en produktion, altså sådan en farm, så spørger jeg ham inden jeg går, om han har en god leverandør jeg må besøge.
Well, I think I'm gonna go check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're nice folks.
Great, and I'll say
you send me that.
Sure.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, thank you so much. All right. This has been really interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Jeg forlader butikken med en adresse på en potfarm og en 1 grams lemon diesel cone, altså en joint. Fint indpakket i sådan et lille dekoreret rør. $17.07 står der på min kvittering. Her er $3.07 stats- og salgsskat. Jeg må finde ud af noget mere om den her industri.
You know what? You're damn good, Esther. I'm impressed. I wasn't impressed in the middle of the night, but you got my respect back now. Okay? You don't look like you've ridden 1200 miles.
Vi ligger igen op på siden af Aske. Sidste flade stræk inden den lange stigning til Wolf Creek Pass.
Hey, you picked me to be here, man. 2 years ago, you remember that.
I can drop you off right here at the Hunt Brothers Pizza. See you.
Well, I can also turn into bitch mode and like...
You are in bitch mode.
I am so glad you know that. All right. We're gonna drop back. If you need anything, throw a hand, okay? Every time you get off the bike, let's make it quick, but let's not get off the bike.
Yesterday, rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took
I. Hi, I'm Jeremy. I hope you don't mind. My hands
That's
are
right.
dirty.
That's right. Lisa, hi. Lisa, nice to meet you.
So I guess you want to do a little interview?
I would love to.
All right, let's go.
Thank you so much for letting me come by. I can't believe this place. This is so unique.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Det her er Jeremy. Jeremy ejer en andel i en hasfarm, dybt inde i Rocky Mountains. Grunden, jeg er kørt ind på her, har 3 nedslidte huse i træ og et par rustne pickups, der holder ude i det høje grønne græs. Ude i periferien skyder sneklædte bjergtoppe op. Og bagerst, sådan lidt gennem vejen, ligger endnu en bygning, og bag den 3 store drivhuse.
This land is the perfect type of land to grow it on.
Is it?
Especially the way we do it.
Right.
So, let me go show you what we got going on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead, come off to the side and we'll close this up.
Yep.
If you don't mind.
That's all right.
If you take pictures, I'll let you take pictures of the greenhouses, but not this building.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I ask why?
Safety reasons.
Okay, okay, that's cool. So you mean I can take pictures inside?
And inside the greenhouse.
Right.
Vi går ind i et af drivhusene.
So this is just our commercial building.
Okay.
Where we have a little bit of cool nature.
Right.
Okay, so we have that greenhouse, this greenhouse, and then the original greenhouse is way back there.
Okay, cool.
If you want to come in, just be careful. I just haven't had a chance to clean out because these plants take more of my time than anything else. So.
Okay. That's good. Oh, it smells good in here. Oh my goodness.
So, the majority of these plants were planted about the mid of May. So like that back corner.
Has planter på størrelse med juletræer. Hele drivhuset er på størrelse med en basketballbane.
And we could go back there if you want to go look at them.
Yeah, let's do it.
These little ones are a week old.
Okay.
And we already have them this size. So right. Hopefully within the next month, month and a half, we'll have them looking like this.
Right. Jeremy ejer Candyland. Hans søster og svoger ejer drivhuset ved siden af. Og det tredje ejes af ham, der ejer hele grunden. Ham skal vi møde lige om lidt.
It's kind of, it's fun. For me, it's... I didn't have no experience doing this.
No? So how did you get into it? This is a family thing.
It's a family thing. My sister and her brother, my sister and her husband asked if I wanted to get involved in this.
And they've been doing it for how long?
They hadn't either.
Oh, okay.
The owner of the land had been doing medical grow for a few years. I've always been intrigued by it, even though I had no idea what I was getting myself into, how to grow it. Never smoked it in my life. And I said, yeah, I want to see it. So I got involved. And it shows It doesn't take a genius to grow these plants.
Vi går ud af det første drivhus og videre til det næste gennem noget højt græs.
Excuse this. Excuse all my weeds.
That's all right. Hope there are no snakes in this grass.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
And this is the original.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Et nyt Candyland, bare med et andet navn, åbenbarer sig.
Candyland.
In this greenhouse alone, we have 4 strains. We have sweet tooth, strawberry cough, hemlock, and I believe it's flow.
Okay, in here. And so the strain is the flavor?
The strain is the flavor.
Right.
Okay. Så den joint, jeg købte med mig fra butikken med citronsmag, den er altså 100% naturlig.
So what happens once you harvest?
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
Once I get them out of the ground, cut them out of the ground, we start clipping the flower off, which is the bud.
Okay, so the flower, just explain to me the flower, is okay. That the leaf?
No. I'll show you what the flower looks like. There's no bud on these yet. They're not in flower mode right. Yet, but I can show you what a...
Okay, jeg kan godt se nu, at det er et dumt spørgsmål. Altså om blomsten er det samme som bladet. Men
so every time you see a picture of cannabis, you see the leaves. So
you
I
see
thought
the
it was
leaves.
The leaves.
No,
the leaves.
And I thought the same thing.
Oh, did you?
And it's not the leaf. Okay. I'll show you what it looks like.
Vi går tilbage ind i produktionshuset. Det er det, jeg ikke må tage billeder af. Jeremy låser op til sådan en slags pengeskab og hiver en stor pose med tørrede hasblomster ud.
So that's
your pot. That's your marijuana.
This is what you see in the shop.
This is what you're going to see in the shop. This is what they smoke.
Right.
Tilbage ude i et af drivhusene spørger lidt mere ind til forretningen.
And so what's a butt worth?
Depending on the size. Depending on the size.
So this kind of size.
Like, let's say something like that. Let's say that way all the way around.
It's a bit more than a quarter size.
About a quarter. You're looking maybe about $20 to $30.
Is this a safe business to be in?
Yeah, I would say it's not. It's just like any other business.
Right.
My parents owned a liquor store.
Right.
So, is that safe? Yeah. You could say it's safe. You could say it's not safe. It's just the precautions you take to try to prevent from getting harmed.
Right.
Og en af de foranstaltninger er altså, at jeg ikke må tage billeder af produktionshuset, som er det, der er synligt ude fra vejen.
But do you sell it to the shops? Is there a middleman? No.
You could either have a middleman.
Yeah.
Or we, like us, we go directly to the shop. So there's no middleman.
Right.
That we deal with each other, build a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we build a relationship with them. And what we ask, what do you want us to grow? That we could try to find these plants for next year. We'll grow that for you. So if we could build that relationship with them, we'll know where that strain and that packaging, that bud's going to go once it's time to harvest.
Og det er et stort arbejde. Hele hasindustrien i Colorado er ved at finde sit fodfæste. Min oplevelse er, at alle i branchen gør sig umage for i fællesskab at få opbygget en bæredygtig branche med høje standarder i produktion og varemærkning. Industrien er vokset fra $700 million i 2014, som var det første år med handel til rekreativt brug, til lige under en milliard i 2015. Heraf har staten indkasseret 135 millioner i skatter. 35 af de millioner er øremærket udvikling af skolesystemet, og en stor del er gået til forebyggelse af stofmisbrug. Begge stærke politiske argumenter, da legalisering stod på Colorados stemmeseddel under præsidentvalget i 2012. Colorado er på en måde USA's, hvis ikke hele verdens, drivhus. Det første sted, man tester cannabis som en industri. Andre stater følger nysgerrigt med i det her eksperiment, som legaliseringsloven dybest set er.
It's all these other states. There's even some ones from other countries that have gone to these conferences trying to see what Colorado's doing.
Right.
So what I've noticed, they're using Colorado as that guinea pig of seeing what they're doing, what we're doing. So they could either implement it themselves down the line, or they want to change it that it's not working for Colorado.
So Colorado is actually one big greenhouse for the rest of the world.
I'm guessing it is. Yeah. I really do. So, it's crazy. It's an industry that's, I think, is the sky's the limit,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's going to be a billion-dollar industry this year for Colorado.
Når amerikanerne går i stemmeboksen om et par uger, så vil flere stater end nogensinde før stemme om legalisering. 5 stater stemmer om legalisering af cannabis til rekreativt brug, mens 4 stater starter ud med at stemme om legalisering af medicinsk cannabis. Hvis de er i alt 9 stater stemmer for, så forventes resultatet at kunne danne præcedens for national legalisering inden for den nærmeste fremtid. Særligt demokratiske politikere i de her stater, som skal stemme om legalisering, som blandt andet drejer sig om Californien, Nevada og Arizona, regner med, at afstemningen om loven kan få særligt de unge vælgere ud til valgstederne. Nå, det er blevet tid til, at jeg skal møde ejeren af det her sted. Vi går ud af produktionshuset og op imod de 3 huse, der ligger forrest på grunden.
And we'll go get him, and I can introduce you to him as well.
Yeah, and who am I meeting
this
again?
This is Dave Pacheco.
Great.
Og så kommer Dave.
Okay, Hispanic. Right.
There you come.
Oh, hey.
There he comes.
Okay, jeg bliver lige nødt til at forklare, hvad der møder mig her. Travende hen over gruset kommer indehaveren Dave. En 200 kilos midaldrende mand i korte shorts og en åben skjorte med fri udsigt til en anselig vom. For nu bare at sige det, som det er. Rundt om ansigtet har han en slange med ild, som er forbundet til en ildflaske, som han slæber efter sig gennem gruset.
Ah, I see. Hi, guys. Good. How are you? This is an interesting place.
What is it all you?
This is Dave.
Efter en 10 minutters manisk gennemgang af hans livshistorie, og ikke mindst sygehistorie, inviterer han mig op i sit hus. Og Jeremy, han går heldigvis med.
So this, whose house is this?
This is his house.
This is his house, okay.
Køkkenet er pop fyldt med ting. Det, du kan høre i baggrunden, det er nogle katter, der løber rundt, og et fjernsyn, og en meksikansk husholderske, der råber et eller andet. Dave, han vinker mig hen til komfuret, og så løfter han en kasserolle.
Do you want some?
I'm right. What, you got stuff in there?
Jeg ved ikke, om du kan fornemme rædslen i min stemme. Indholdet i gryden ligner en blanding af peanut butter og havregrød. Og hygiejnen i køkkenet er på højde med et resteplads-toilet.
Marijuana, olive oil, and miso extra. If you want some, I'll give you a little container.
Can I bring it?
Huh?
Can I bring it? The thing is, I'm driving, and I'm in altitude. So.
Jeg ved ikke, om det er en skrøne, det der med, at man bliver ekstra påvirket i højder. Men undskyldningen er et forsøg værd. De finder et Tupperware-bære til mig i stedet.
So it looks like porridge or something. No, it looks like peanut butter.
So what you use that stuff for? Cuts, sores.
Oh, yeah.
You rub that on yourself, and that helps it heal.
Right. And will you get high from it?
No.
No? Not at all?
Oh, no. This is
Oh, så det er gryden er ikke til at spise, men til at smøre på kroppen. Min brækrefleks falder en lille smule til ro.
Yeah, try it.
So I got like many mosquito bites.
Jeg smører det på.
Just as long as you promise me I can drive, I'm not going to get hurt or anything.
No, this is
Dave forklarer mig noget med indholdet af THC, som jeg ikke forstår. Men jeg vælger alligevel at prøve substansen. Mens jeg står og tænker på, at han er en uheldig posterboy for sit eget produkt. Hans mave ligner et lærred fyldt med røde lilla pletter, som han fortæller af, når han står og konkurrerer produkterne i køkkenet. Og mærkerne på benene.
Like all my legs and shit. Well, the cat was scratching the shit out of me, you know.
Er kattenes skyld. Det næste, jeg bliver tilbudt, er alkohol. Også til kroppen. Heldigvis. Men jeg er stadig lidt skeptisk.
That's rubbing alcohol with. Yeah, you can smell it.
See, the buds are still in.
Whoa, there's a lot of alcohol in there.
And that's for the arthritis.
Right.
Very good for us.
Can I take a picture?
All the little old ladies have always liked to... Can you stick your hand in there and just rub some on your fingers?
You want me to stick my hand in there?
Well, one in your hands. It's alcohol.
Jeremy fornemmer min tvivl.
It doesn't do nothing. It's just like that rub. It's just stuff like that.
So still, I'm good for driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your parents might open that up.
Did you call
me? I don't blame you. Open it up completely.
I am a little paranoid. I don't want to get arrested. It's I've okay. seen your, yeah, I've seen your prisons.
But you can call me. I'll go bail your ass out.
Ej, jeg vil helst ikke i fængsel. Heller ikke selvom Dave lover at betale kaution.
Your prison system is scary. Which is, I guess, is one of your whole prison system is one of the reasons why you're legalizing. You know, to you have so many people in prison in this country.
Oh, we have. There's too much.
Too much.
There's too much. I think. Well, I'll put that there.
Okay, great.
Galsman Robert Allen. Galsman Robert Allen. 2320. 2320. You have visit. 2320. You have visit.
Og lige præcis det amerikanske fængselssystem er endnu et godt politisk argument for legalisering. USA udgør 5% af verdens befolkning, men har 25% af verdens indsatte. Knap halvdelen af alle fængslede i USA i dag afsoner for ikke voldelige straffe. En betydelig del af disse er for besiddelse af has.
In 2014, there was 620,000 arrests for marijuana possession. That is one arrest every minute.
Og udover at det er en gigantisk økonomisk skattebyrde, så har det også vidtrækkende personlige konsekvenser for de straffede.
Too many Americans have seen their lives destroyed because they have criminal records as a result of marijuana use. A criminal record makes it harder for a person to get a job, harder for a person to get public benefits, harder for a person to even get housing. A criminal record stays with a person for his or her entire life. Right now, marijuana is listed by the federal government as a Schedule I drug, meaning that it is considered to be as dangerous as heroin. That is absurd.
Godt nok er Bernie ude af præsidentvalgkampen. Men 57% af amerikanerne er i dag enige med ham, viser en ny rapport. Et historisk højt tal, og første gang over halvdelen af den voksne befolkning er for legalisering. Grunden er formentlig det forøgede fokus i medierne og den offentlige debat for og imod. Dave har slået sig ned i en lænestol foran et tv-bord, der flyder over med medicamenter. Et godt mix af lægeordineret og hjemmebryg. Midt i alt rodet og hasplanterne er her sgu egentlig meget hyggeligt.
Du vil have en beer, by the way?
Ja,
give her a beer. Give her a beer.
I can't, I'm driving. I would love a beer.
This won't get you drunk. You're non-alcoholic.
You have told me that about everything.
Give her a beer. Give her a beer.
No, honestly, I'm gonna pass. I would love one, but I'm gonna pass.
Okay, jeg må videre. Vi følger Jeremy ud i drivhusen igen. Han skal videre med dagens arbejde.
I do wanna just take a couple of extra pictures before we help yourself. Can I take one with you in?
Sure.
Maybe in there. With your Christmas trees.
Dave, did you see we got almost 7-foot plants?
Maybe if you just walk in there somewhere, I'll take a picture from up here.
Jeg vil gerne have et billede af Jeremy ved siden af de højeste hasplanter.
Your pride in the corner.
This is my pride.
Yeah.
Even these little ones are my pride.
Yeah, I know.
So. Talk to them, baby them, and everything, I tell you.
Yeah. So you go stand over there, and I can even sense the mountains out there through the glass. It's perfect. Great. And treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Have a safe trip and keep me in touch.
I will. I'll send you an email and
great.
Let you know.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks. Good job from Father Bray.
Which part of it?
I'll let you chew your food.
Sorry.
Tilbage på landevejen er Ask ved at få massage, mens han bliver interviewet af en journalist.
So just kind of tell me about what's been going on the past day or so.
I was close to a DNF in the night, but I had a good day today.
DNF, did not finish. Det frygtede akronym, der står ved siden af dit navn på en resultatliste, hvis du dropper ud af et løb.
What did you do to almost DNF, and what made you think about it, and how did you overcome it?
I had a crash the second night, and I have a lot of pain in my arm, hand also. So.
Aske fortæller hende om styrtet. Vi er næsten igennem Colorado. Om lidt venter de flade sletter og den amerikanske prærie. Men inden da har Aske lige en ting, han skal have ordnet.
Okay, men prøv at høre. Må jeg lige give en melding?
Ja.
Må jeg ikke det, der?
Jo,
så kom ind, hvor
du
skider. Jamen, prøv at høre. Lad nu være med at stresse over jer. Fucking til skide. Det skulle da normalt, man skal skide, når man spiser helt meget.
Det var mig, der kan komme med i sten ud i fingeren.
Tak.
Lidt
putte
det der case på. Skal vi
så
ikke lige,
når muren
er her?
Jo. Skifte
den
i løgpose.
Jo.
Det er godt, at
vi
har
vrede,
Aske. Så få det ned i benene.
Det har han fortalt mig, at jeg har kørt på den
dag. Fedt, mand. Så skal du være noget mere sur i nat.
Fordi smerte er sådan noget, der vi lavede på. Det er godt.
Hej, det er mig, der er Aske. Du har lyttet til dokumentaren Hjertelandet, udviklet for Politikken af Lise Ring. Hun står bag idé, reportage og manuskript. Hanne Butch Jørgensen står for præ- og postproduktion og har lavet lydmix og klip. Politikkens podcastredaktør er Katrine Hornstrup Yde. Jinglen er lavet af Søren Sanderhoff. Og så vil jeg også huske at sige tak til mit crew, Jan, Pia, Laurel, Emil, Søren, Rune, Niels, Lene og Lise. Du kan lytte til andre podcast i Politikens podcast-app eller finde den på iTunes.